I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gazans aren't the only ones suffering in the Israel-Hamas war. Details are on the way, plus a special matching grant changes kids' lives in India. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Israeli forces raided the Al-Shifa hospital in northern Gaza this week, killing dozens and taking over 160 suspected terrorists back to Israel for interrogation. In our continued look at the Israel-Hamas war from a Christian perspective, Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministries spoke to believers from a Jewish background.
It's still chaos in Israel because of Hamas in the south and Hezbollah in the north, the terrorist groups that are still attacking.
The war began 5 months ago when Hamas militants raided Jewish communities in southern Gaza. At least 1,200 people lost their lives, while Hamas took roughly 250 hostages. They're still holding at least 100 captives today.
There's just a lot of upheaval to the Jewish community. There is so much trauma. Marriages need counseling. Children need counseling. So many of them even saw their parents die. And now they're with an aunt or an uncle.
Please pray the Lord will accomplish his will and purposes through this evil situation.
In one of the most horrific trials that Israel's ever been through, some good has come out of it. Many are believing in God and even turning to Jesus as Savior and asking questions. So as sad as this situation was, God's working and both sides are more open to faith in Christ.
The conflict in Gaza is complicated and so is conversation about the conflict. It's hard to avoid falling into the political language around this violent crisis. But Rami Ahalasay of Sat7 says the church has to keep her eyes on greater things.
Biblical justice. We're not talking about, you know, political justice. We're talking about that God is able to bring justice to all of the suffering.
That's not to say Christians should remain neutral. In fact, Ahalasay says that to take a biblical stance is to demand peace.
If we as Christians watch what's happening and we're happy about it or we're, you know, just neutral about it, then there's something wrong with our faith. Because Jesus says, that's not my spirit. The spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Christ would weep, would bring us to our knees. And that's our role.
So please pray and pray emphatically for peace in the region, courage in Gaza's Christians, safety for the powerless, and opportunity for the gospel.
We're trying to provide the gospel in any means that is available out there. Your prayer will enable us, will help us move forward.
Read more of our discussion with Ahalasay about the complexity of the Gaza crisis at missionnews.org. And when school is out for the summer, many children in India don't have a place to go while their parents work. Mission India's 10-day Bible Club steps in to give a safe, exciting environment where kids can learn about Jesus. Regan Miller with Mission India.
The kids are drawn to the Bible Club because it's fun. It's engaging. So it's not like sitting down in a class.
Children learn Bible-based skits, Bible stories, songs with dance moves to them, and more. Jamia is a girl who heard about Jesus for the first time at Bible Club. She was largely shunned by her community because of an eye condition, but at Bible Club, she blossomed.
When Jesus came into her life, it changed her confidence. It changed the way she viewed herself. It changed what potential she saw in her own life. It changed her family life. It changed everything.
And while persecution is a serious issue in India, Bible clubs are often allowed where churches aren't because the community sees the good they do for children. Help Mission India reach children this summer by giving to a special matching challenge. From now till April 30th, gifts towards Bible clubs will be doubled up to $250,000. Just $1 covers the cost for one child to be part of the club.
We're just excited to open up the invitation for people to reach out to more kids like Jamia so that they can have this awesome summer experience with Jesus.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.